Today we continue in studying the Word of God in our systematic exposition. And we continue in Matthew chapter 7. Verses 7 to 12. Now, before Easter, we expounded on Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7.
在复活节之前，我哋系已经讨论过第七节，第七章嘅第七节。
And today we will continue studying the words of the Lord Jesus from verses 8 to 12.
所以今日我哋就系继续睇主耶稣基督嘅教训，系由第八节嗰度睇到第十二节。
So I ask our brother to read for us, please, from verse 7 to 12 of Matthew chapter 7.
马拉福音第七章第七节，嗰度系咁记载：你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就给你开门。因为凡祈求的，就得着；寻找的，就寻见；叩门的，就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好。 尚且知道那好东西给儿女，况且你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西求给求他的人么？所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。Now,
in this passage, we saw that in verse 8, God has made a promise.
在这段经文里面，我们看得到，在第八节，神已经是立了一个应许。Here
the Lord Jesus says, for everyone who asks, he will receive.
在这里，主耶稣他说，因为凡祈求的就得着。Everyone
who seeks, he will find.
每一个寻找的就会寻见。To
everyone who knocks, it will be opened.
每一个叩门的就给他开门。And
we saw that here is a word of God that can be tested, it can be proved.
我哋已经睇过呢度系神嘅话语，系俾我哋攞嚟印证，我哋可以睇得到呢个系真实嘅。
We saw that God is not afraid to give us words that can be tested.
我哋知道神佢唔系怕唔俾一啲话语我哋，佢系俾自己嘅话语我哋，叫我哋能够试验佢嘅真实性。We
find that this is not the only promise in the Bible that He makes, but here is something so clearly made, so clear a promise that we can take hold of it and see whether God answers prayer or not.
當然在聖經裏面還有其他很多很多的應許，但我們看得到這個特別的應許，是讓我們可以抓住，可以自己用自己的生命來試驗，是否真實的。I
find that God's word is so wonderful in the sense that He makes His statements clear and specific.
我發現神的話語是這麼奇妙，因為很多時候祂的話語是這麼準確，而且這麼特別的。It
is open to a clear empirical test, that is to say, you can see whether it is true or false.
它是直接向着每一个挑战来打开它，让他们能够可以试验它真实性。Provided,
of course, that like every promise, you fulfill its condition. There are no unconditional promises. That would be to leave the world open to abuse.
当然每一个应许之中也是有一个条件的，你要达到这个应许，得到这个应许，就一定要达到这个条件。And
what this condition is, we shall see in a moment.
而这个条件在这里是指什么呢？我们前一阵就会看到。
But I find how so much of false teaching is often so vague that you are not sure exactly what it has said. In the outside Shanghai, I often like to relate this. There is a temple. So I think those who are from Shanghai will know this. Maybe Don knows the place. It's called the Huang Miao, Chen Huang Miao, a temple.
在上海那裡是有一間的城隍廟。And
there people go, and of course they do the joystick thing where you shake the stick until it drops out. So I'll go to the fortune teller and they give you a reading.
那裡很多人都在那裡求籤。
And what we find here is that I heard how the wording of these statements are made in such a way that they can never be wrong.
而那些签上面所写的句语，时时都是好像写得模糊不清，是任你怎样讲都不会错的。And
it's so typical that either way you read it, whatever happens, the wording is so stated, it's always right.
因为它写得是个模糊不清的话，那无论是什么发生，无论是你想怎样解它，都是一定可以解得通。
The example that comes to my mind is that particular statement, 父母双双不可失去其一。I always remember that statement.
我特别记得的一句的说话就是父母双双不可失去其一。
父母双双 that your parents are two and you cannot lose one.
即是说你是有两个父母就不能够失去其中一个。
At least that's how it sounds like. That's how it sounds.Now the beauty of this statement is that whatever happens to your parents is always right. It can mean 父母双双不可失去其一 means that your parents will be both together and you will not lose one. But also we can say,depending on the punctuation, it can say 父母双双不可失去其一。That means the two cannot be 双双 one will be lost.
但是另一个的读法就是父母双双不可失去其一，那就是说即是不能够他们两个在一起，而你是要失去一个。
You see, you just put the punctuation in. You see, he said you read it the wrong way. It should be 父母双双不可。See, but if you lose both, it says,父母双双不可失去其一 means if you lose one, you lose both.
但是另外一方面来说，如果你两个都失去的话，他又可以说父母双双不可失去其一，因为你失就失去两个。
If you cannot lose only one, if you lose one, you lose both. So that's it. So in either way, if you lose both your parents, you lose one parent, you don't lose any parent, the statement is always right.
所以在这样的情形之下，无论你是两个父母都健在，或者失去其中一个，或者两个都不在的话，但是这个解签也都可以解得通。
That is why, you see, there is also not only in the Chinese side, there was also on the Greek, in every type of fortune telling, there is this kind of element of deceit in it.
除了中国人有这样的技术之外，其他希腊文或者其他的言语，逢是关于是投资或者将来的
预算
预言的时候都是有这样的情形出现。
Some of you will know the actual factual case of history where the king, the famous king of Croesus, went to see a fortune teller whether he should cross the river and attack the Persian Empire. And the Greek oracle replied, you cross the river and a great empire shall perish.The poor man thought it was the Persian Empire that would perish. He went, and of course, it was his own empire that perished. He lost his own empire, his own kingdom. You see, this prophecy cannot be wrong because.With this battle, one or the other kingdom would perish, so you can't be wrong in this kind of a statement. Now you can see such false prophets that go around, and people believe them, people give money to these things. I see lots of people, they open the newspaper and they look for the stars, the astrologer's statement. Today, if you are a Pisces or Scorpio or whatever you are, and today you this and that, and the statements are so general that you just need to look at them and you can see that whether you belong to that group or not, it's bound to be right.
So, I have found that many modern people are just like that, open a newspaper to see their sign or their forecast.但是他们讲的也都是没有这一个定性，所以呢无论是你是怎样去到解他们都一样解得通。
And yet they are Christians, and this is the terrible thing about it, who order their lives, not only unbelievers, but Christians who order their lives according to these astrologers.
但是真是最可惜的就是除了那些未信的人是这样，有很多基督徒他们都是这样，将自己的生命都是这样看着这些这样的星座那里这样转移。
And I know a Christian, or at least a self-professed Christian, who did exactly this, and it ruined his relationship in his family.
最少佢亦都係自稱為自己係基督徒嘅，佢就係咁樣做法，但係整到佢自己嘅生命、佢自己嘅家庭都係有啲不愉快事件發生。
Sometimes one doesn't know where these false teachers get the ideas from.
有多人都係唔知道呢啲咁嘅假嘅教師佢哋嘅意見係喺邊度嚟嘅。
There was a Christian who went to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller said, "You have a very capable and brilliant son."
咁有試過有一個人走去一個善言嗰度，係問佢，咁佢咧就話佢，你將會有一個好有智慧而且好有能力嘅仔。
It was not difficult for this fortune teller to know this, because this man was a very well-known public figure. So to know that he had a son who was brilliant was no great achievement.
而呢個預言家能夠咁樣講法，當然唔係好困難，因為呢個人去見佢嗰個人咧，就係好出名，佢嘅事其他好多人都知道。
But the fortune teller said to him, "You must beware of your son, because he is so capable that he may put you in the shade, overshadow you."
但係呢個預言家繼續係同佢講話，你要小心啊，睇住你個仔啊，因為佢係太過有能力嘅關係，佢可能令到你係有啲唔妥嘅。
Can you imagine what was the consequence of a statement like this?
你哋諗下。那個人聽了一個這樣的句語批評他之後，他會有什麼行動呢？
If this father were not so ambitious, if this Christian were not so ambitious, he might have been happy. Oh, my son will be greater than me. That's fine. It's wonderful.
但如果這個人實際上是基督徒來的，如果他實際上是沒有那麼緊張的話，那他會說好啦，我仔將來會厲害過我，那沒什麼問題啦。
But this Christian was not so spiritual.
但是這個基督徒他不是那麼屬靈的，
nor so unselfish.
或者是不是那麼不自私的。
As a result, he feared his son, he distrusted his son, and broke off his relationship with his son.
那结果就是他怕他的仔，他是不信任他的仔，到最后他们跟他仔真的是断绝关系。
Because he was very ambitious, he didn't want his son to be greater than himself.
因为他是从来不愿意他的仔是大过他。
We can see how Satan then used this fortune teller to destroy the family of this so-called Christian.
所以你喺度就可以睇得到，撒旦係點樣利用呢啲咁嘅預言嘅人，係嚟到係破壞一個家庭。
But of course, maybe the fortune teller thought that by saying his son would be greater than himself, many Chinese people would have been very happy about that, but didn't realize that that would not be flattery or a nice word to this man, that this man was so extremely ambitious.
因為如果預言者在他那方面，他以為是好像很多中國人其他都一樣，以為自己的仔呢，自己就沒什麼問題，就所以對這個人是這樣講，但是他不知道這個人是這麼妒忌的。
So we can see though that the word of God is completely different from this, and you have to discern by watching the content of what is preached and what is said, the difference of content and quality.
所以我們知道神的話語就不同這些普通的預言是這麼糊裡糊塗，而这神的话语是要这么准确地去认识。
No, the word of God is not vague. The Lord says this, if you fulfill the condition of what I teach, and I'm telling you what that condition is in a moment, you seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive.
神的话语是这么准确的，就好像主耶稣说话，如果你们祈求，当然你们是要达到一个他的条件之下，我们一会就会提到这个条件，而我们祈求是有这样的条件之下，我们就一定会得着。
Now, unless we are dealing with a living God, there is no way that a person can make this kind of promises.
当然，除非我哋系同一个活嘅神交通嘅话，如果唔系，我哋系冇可能有咗咁好嘅应许。
And if Jesus were a false teacher, I say this for the benefit of any non-Christian that might be present. If Jesus were a false teacher, he would do like all those false teachers. He would not make a statement that can be tested like this.
如果你哋中间在座系有啲非基督徒嘅话，你哋嘅心中会认为耶稣基督系一个假嘅教师。呢度就話俾你知，如果佢一個假嘅教師嘅話，佢冇可能會講一啲咁準確嘅言語，佢一定會講啲係模棱兩可嘅説話。
But then you might say, well, the condition is so difficult that nobody can fulfill it anyway, so he can't be wrong.
但你又可以拗話可能係佢落嘅條件係咁嚴重、咁高，我哋冇可能就係達到嘅。
Actually, his condition is by no means unreachable.
但係事實上佢嘅條件唔係無可達到嘅。
But before he comes to the condition, he still is afraid that you might not ask.
但是在他给你知道这些条件之前，他是怕你直情都不求先。
He is concerned that you shall ask.
因为他是关心到你，想你去求他。
Why is he so concerned that you shall ask?
我们要看看为什么他是这么关心你，要你去求他。
Why is Jesus so concerned that we should learn to know God in this experiential manner?
點解耶穌基督係咁關心我哋，要我哋喺咁嘅情形之下學習點樣同神係有密切嘅交通
？Because only in this way will your faith be established on the basis of a sure communication with God。
因為只有係密切咁同神交通，我哋嘅信心先至能夠建立喺應許之上。
You see, Christians who have no experience of God are Christians who live at second hand.
因為那些沒有跟神有好交通的基督徒，他自己是不想說。
Okay. Live on their 二手性的經驗，they live on somebody else's experience.
他們只是有一個二手的經驗。
That is to say, your Christian experience is derived because God did such and such for somebody else.
因為他們有這樣的基督徒的經驗，原因就是因為神在人家身上所作的作為，不是在他們自己身上。
But that is not much of a foundation for spiritual growth and the growth of faith.
當然這樣的信心的話是不足夠，是要有讓你在靈性上面和在信心上面有長進的。
You see, to be a witness, to be a Christian is to be a witness for God in the world. And to witness means that you have been yourself an experience, someone who has experienced what you are talking about.
因為我們做一個基督徒，就是要在世界上做神的見證，而我們要做見證，首先第一步，我們就是要自己本身都有這個經驗才能夠做見證。
For example, how can you witness to other people about being born again? The experience of being born, I mean, born is an experience, it's not a theory. I don't say that I'm talking about the theory of birth, I'm talking about the experience of birth. Now, how can you witness to other people?About being born again, how God can change a person if you haven't been changed, if you haven't experienced what it means to be born again.
譬如你自己本身，如果係冇經過重生嘅經驗嘅話，你點能夠係同人解釋重生嘅經驗係點樣嘅一回事咧
？If you are the same today as you were before you were a Christian, what meaning has new birth got for you? It has no meaning for you.
因為如果你自己嘅本身喺今日同埋。你比較是你未曾重生以前的都是一模一樣，那究竟這個重生對於你來說有什麼意義呢？
How can you say with Apostle Paul to be in Christ is to become a new creation, a new creature when you look at yourself and you see only an old creature?
你怎能夠是好像保羅那樣說在耶穌基督裡就是成為一個新造的人，因為你看看自己原來都是一個舊的人一樣。
So we can see that it must always be that you can only speak with conviction and power.When you speak about something that you know you have experienced.
所以只有當你係講及你自己親身經驗過嘅事嘅時候，你先至能夠真係有一個好確實嘅經驗話俾人哋聽，能夠令人哋係知道你嘅經驗嘅乜嘢。
Otherwise, people can discern that you are only talking theory, and who can't talk theory? You can, non-Christians can talk that too.
如果唔係咁嘅話，其他嘅人就知道你只不過係講一啲空泛嘅理論，但係每一個人就算係非基督徒都能夠講啲咁空泛嘅理論。
But to give this illustration that I've given about being born again is also to see the order where we begin in the matter of asking.
所以當我哋談及我哋頭先談及嘅重生嘅時候，我哋就要睇下我哋由邊一度開始問問題。
You cannot take the second step if you haven't taken the first step.
因為你冇可能係行第二步，如果你未行第一步嘅話。
If you have not even come into the experience of God through the new birth, how can you enter into any other further spiritual experiences?
因為如果你直情都未曾係經過重生，係同神有一個更加親密嘅關係嘅話，你只能夠再進一步有其他嘅同神嘅經驗咧。
So that shows us also how we begin to ask and what we should begin to ask for.
所以呢度就話俾我哋知，我哋應該係要求啲乜嘢。
If you are only a nominal Christian, as there are so many in the church, then of course the first thing to do is you honestly know, I have never experienced the new birth. I heard about it. I heard all about it. But I don't know what it is in my own experience.
所以如果你是一個掛名的基督徒的話，好像今天現今的教會裡面都有很多是這樣的，你自己本人也都未經過這個重生的經驗來說。
Then you ask for it. Say, Lord, I don't know what is this experience. I've heard other people talking about it. I don't know what it is to be a new person. Make of me, I beg of you, a new person.
所以如果你是這樣的人的話，你就應該求神告訴神聽，你是未曾經驗過重生，自己只是親人講過，自己一點的經驗都沒有，求神將你改變過來，叫你自己都有這個經驗。
Up to now I've been satisfied with being a superficial type of Christian. Lord, I am not satisfied with this anymore.
你跟神講話，直至到這一刻我已經厭棄了做一個掛名的基督徒，我已經想要做一個真真正正的基督徒。
I want to begin to experience what you can do in my life, to experience what we saw last Sunday, the power of the resurrection, to change, to raise the spiritually dead into spiritual life.
你可以同神讲话，我要愿意系经验到你复活嘅大能喺我身上面彰显出嚟。
Now just think of this. Once you have experienced God's transforming power in your life, the power of His resurrection, well, you are well on the way to spiritual life.
所以你谂下，如果喺你身上边系有神嘅大能喺度，佢复活嘅大能喺度，你会谂到你呢个系一个好嘅开始，佢继续系经验属灵入边嘅增长。
Just think, once you have experienced God's changing power in your life, will you want to stop there? Oh no, you want to go on to know Him better and better.
因为你谂下，如果你系开始嘅时候已经经验过神嗰个改变嘅能力，叫你得到一个新生命嘅能力嘅时候，你会系更加追求神嘅能力，更加系将你自己嘅生命一路一路咁变得更好。
I have found that the Christians who don't grow are the Christians who in the first place have not experienced God's power in their life.
而那些是从来都没有成长的基督徒，原因就是因为他们开始第一步的时候已经没有经验过神这个重生的能力。
But those who have once experienced God's power, there is the fire, there is the enthusiasm they want to go on.
但是那些是经验过神的能力的时候，他的心里面已经燃点起火种，是有满有热心地继续去成长下去。
Those who have once asked of God and received from God, of course I encourage to ask again. So the first problem is the first asking, because you are not sure whether God gives or not. But once you experience God's answer, there is the encouragement to go on. Oh, the Lord replied to me once.He's going to reply again. But think that when you ask the second time and he answers, the third time and he answers, how your faith grows from strength to strength.
So you think, you every time, the second time, the third time, you keep asking, every time you get your faith from God, you think your faith will grow very quickly.
And by the time you have reached the stage of George Miller, who has made 50,000 prayers and got 50,000 answers, wow, what kind of a spiritual giant you are by then.
就好似George Miller 他一样，如果你是求神求过五万次，而每一次五万次神都是答复过你，你会想到你的信心有多大。
And by this time, of course, people marvel. How is it that when you ask something, you have the certainty that you will get the reply?
有很多时候人都问他，为什么你每一次求神你都有这个确实的证据，知道神一定会答复你呢？
So that would not be surprising anymore, because by the time the Lord has answered you so many times, you know how to ask rightly, and you know what to ask, and you know that you will get the answer.
但是如果你自己亲身经验过神是答了你的祷告五万次那么多的时候，你会知道是求些什么，在什么的时候求，怎样去求，你已经知道神是一定会答你。
And how many times you know that even when you have asked, that you will get the answer before you have actually seen the answer? That is the growth of faith.
有很多时直情在你求之前，你已经知道这个将要出现的应许已经是一个确据给了你，这个就是你信心的成长。
By that time, your faith has grown in such a way that you don't even have to see the answer. You know it will come.
因为你的信心是成长到那个阶段的时候，你已经知道这个应许虽然未曾真真正正是你肉眼所见到，但你已经知道这个应许是永远不会落空。
The reason is because you have come to know God.
而这个原因就是因为你已经来到知道神是怎样的。
You have come to know what He is like.
你知道他是怎样的一个神。
You know the kind of prayers that He will answer.
你知道他是会答应哪一些的祷告。
I always recall as a matter of testimony and witness all,Once a girl in our church in London was critically ill.
很多时我都拿这件事出来做一个见证，就是讲在伦敦我们的教会里面有一个姊妹，她是病得很严重。
And the doctors said that there was next to no chance for her to live.
医生就说都不会有很大希望她有机会是再生存。
She had hypertension, there's very high bloodpressure which burst a blood vessel in her brain.
医生说她是有很高的血压，令到她在脑那里是有些血管都爆裂。
And she was in hospital with a cerebral hemorrhage, that is bleeding in the brain.
她在医院留医，因为她有一个症状就是她在脑出血。
The doctor said that even if she had any chance of living, she would be paralyzed all her life.
個醫生話，就算佢真係有一個機會係生存嘅話，但係佢終身都係會癱瘓。
In fact, she was already paralyzed at that time because of this thing, and her life was hanging in the balance.
事實在，當醫生講呢個説話嘅時候，佢當時係已經癱瘓咗，佢嘅生命只不過係喺生死一霎之間。
And I always recall that having prayed for her, the Lord gave me immediate certainty right away at that very moment that she would not die, she would live.
但我記得當時我係同佢禱告，喺我禱告嗰一個時候，神就已經俾咗一個好確實嘅應許俾我，叫我知道佢係一定會繼續生存落去。
Having already asked for her life, the answer was given before we even saw the results.
在我们祷告为他的生命而祷告的时候，那个答案已经给了我们，是在我们未曾见到这件事实是成为事实之前，这个答案已经给了我们。
And it was, and somebody asked me, do you think that she will live? And I answered to her unhesitatingly, I answered to this person, she will live.
当时有人问我，你估她会不会是生存下去呢？当时我是毫不犹豫地就答她，当然一定会。
Now you don't talk like that carelessly, becauseIf I were wrong, nobody would ever believe me again.
當然你不是隨隨便便就作出這樣的應許，因為如果我是說的說話不實現的話，以後永遠沒人再會信我所說的。
In other words, you say such a thing as you stake your reputation on it, and I stake my words against the doctor's word, who said that the chance for her survival was very little.
因為在這樣的情形之下，如果醫生他是說他生命的機會是很微，而我是說他一定有繼續生存下去的機會，這樣的情形之下，我們兩個人所說的是相對的。
I think also in this case I shared with some of you how wonderfully God worked, because not only was I content to receive the Lord's reply that she would not die.
我是繼續跟你說是神的奇妙的工作，因為是不止我是滿足了在他知道他是繼續生存下去這件事上。
But I continued to pray for this sister.
而我是繼續這樣為這位姊妹禱告。
Because I was very concerned about not only herself, but her husband.
因為我是關心到不只是她自己，也都是她的丈夫。
Because they had been recently married.
因為他們剛剛結了婚沒多久。
And they were both young Christians.
而他們都是很年幼的基督徒。
And I felt that this test might break this young Christian's faith.
因為我是害怕到這個這麼嚴重的考驗是會令到那位基督徒是自己信心受到打擊。
Now the lesson is that when God brings a test,He is going to reveal His glory in a greater way to you.
如果問題就是每一次當神給你一個考驗的時候，祂就自己是將要顯現自己的大能給你看到。
Never be afraid of testing.
所以從來不要為到考驗而到驚怕。
Whether it is financial testing,
就算這些是可能是金錢上的考驗，
or physical testing, that is your health goes bad or you become sick,
或者是肉體上的考驗，
or family testing,some problem in the family,
或者是家庭上面的考驗。
Whatever the testings are, never be afraid.
無論是什麼的考驗，你都不用驚懼。
Don't be foolish and say, Oh Lord, why do you bring these problems to me?
不要那麼蠢走到神那裡問神，為什麼你將這些困難給了我？
Because if you haven't got the problem, where will you see the display of God's power to take you out of the problem?
因為如果你從來沒有接觸過這些困難的時候，你是怎樣會經驗到，怎樣會看得到神的大能是多麼奇妙？
Every time the problem comes,take it as an opportunity to ask something from God.
因為每一次當困難來的時候，你應該看它是一個機會，一個是你可以向神求取的機會。
When you have no problems, you often don't even know what to ask.
因為如果你是沒有困難的時候，你走到神面前求什麼呢？
And you have all the money you need, you can't ask for financial help from the Lord.
如果你已經有你所需要的金錢的話，你再不能夠問神拿一些金錢上的需要。
Your health is so good, you can't say, Lord, give me good health.
如果你的健康已經咁好嘅話，你再唔能夠問神叫佢俾更好嘅健康你。
You got no problems in the family, there's nothing to ask for. You say ask, I don't, Lord, I don't even know what to ask for.
如果你喺家庭嘅問題亦都冇，所以你就事前唔知道向神求取啲乜嘢。
But when the problem comes, there is your chance to ask.
但係當困難嚟嘅時候，你就知道你有機會可以向神求取。
That's why Paul says, in every circumstance, give thanks. When the problem comes, here is the chance.
所以保羅佢係話，無論喺乜嘢情形之下，都係要感謝神，因為當有困難嚟嘅時候，就係一個好你可以求神嘅機會。
In other words, every problem is a means of blessing if only you know how to ask.
所以喺咁嘅情形之下，即係話每一個嘅問題都係變咗係一個係你可以求神嘅機會。 是一个神祝福你的机会，只要你知道是怎样去求他。
So next time your problem comes, remember these words. Ask, you shall receive. You find the door closed, then knock. That's your chance. If the door is open, there's nothing to knock.
所以当每一次有困难来的时候，你就要记住这些话语，祈求的就得着，叩门的就给你开门。如果门已经开了，你用叩什么门呢？
Oh, I remember when I was coming out of China, the door was so closed. How can I get out of China? I praise God for the closed door, because when you knock, you can see whether God will open it. Especially when you know only God can open that door, nobody else can.
特別在這樣的情之下，你知道只有神才能夠開了這道門，沒有其他的人能夠開了這道門。
And how I experienced God opening that door.
怎樣我是經驗到神打開這道門呢？
How amazing when he opened the door. Even the non-Christians were astonished.
當他打開這道門的時候，是令到人多麼驚奇呢？就算那些非基督徒都是很驚奇這件事。
So in regard to that sister who was ill, and I was praying for that family.
所以我们再回来看看这个姊妹，当她在这里病的时候，我在这里为她的家庭而祷告。
By this time she was in hospital lying there like a cabbage, that is completely immobile. She could not speak, she could not move, she was literally a cabbage.
而当时她这位姊妹就在医院睡在这里，瘫了，动都不能动。
Maybe you start saying, Lord, how can you deal with a young Christian like this?
我只是走去主的面前，妈。
Let me tell you, the more seemingly terribly the Lord deals with you, it's because he wants you to get a greater blessing. So I prayed for the husband of this girl. I said, Lord, have mercy upon him. He is so distressed. He is so broken. They have married only for a few months.And now she is turned into a cabbage lying in the hospital. If you think you have endured testing, think about what this brother had to endure and this sister had to endure.
你要想下将自己摆喺佢哋嘅地位，你要知道呢位姊妹或者呢位姊妹嘅先生，佢系喺乜嘢嘅困难嘅境况之中。
And so I prayed before the Lord, and the Lord gave me an answer.
所以我就喺主嘅面前祷告，而主就俾咗我一个答案。
I said to the Lord, "What shall I say to this brother that I may comfort him?"
所以我就求主话。我应该对这位弟兄讲些什么才能够令到他更加舒服安乐的呢？
And I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave me one reply, 214.
而我跟主祷告的时候，主就跟我给了一个答案，我他说214.
I said, 214, Lord, what's 214?
那我就问主说214究竟214是什么呢？
And I prayed again. I said, Lord, what shall I say to him? And the answer came back, 214.
而我亦都再一次向求主问主，我应该对佢讲啲乜嘢？但系嗰个答案答翻转头嘅时候，亦都系一样214。
I felt puzzled. 214. I thought 214. That must be a verse of scripture, chapter 2, verse 14.
咁我谂住214可能系一个圣经入边嘅句语，可能系第二章十四节咁啦。
The trouble is it might be 21 verse 4.
但系个麻烦就系可能系第21章第四节咧。
And I didn't know which book it was coming from. So I prayed again. I said, Lord, how can I say to him? What am I going to say to him? The answer came back, 214. So I said, Lord, which book is it from? No book. No answer for any book.So is it chapter 2 verse 14, chapter 21 verse 4, which is it?
So I asked him, is it chapter 4, chapter 21 verse 4?
And I kept asking the question.
So I continued to ask him.
And I got no more reply from the Lord, because the answer was finished. I had asked the question, what shall I say to the brother? And the Lord had given me the answer, 214.
但是答案是再没来了，因为我问的就是怎样跟这位弟兄说，如果答案已经来了。
I first said, I can't go and say to him 214, he'll probably think I am nutcase.
所以在这个情况之下，我想着我真的没可能在他面前告诉他这个这样的答案的事，一四究竟真的没什么意义。
And you see, when the Lord has given you the answer, when you have asked and you have got the answer, stop asking, because that's the end of the answer. Apparently there's no more answer to give. That was the answer.
所以当你知道如果你求神的时候，神已经给了一个答案你的时候，就不要再求了，因为你已经有了个答案，再求什么呢？
I said, okay, I'm going to make a fool of myself now. So I went to this brother and I said to him, brother, I've been praying for you. And I want to give you some word of comfort from the Lord. And I said, here is the answer. I had to clear my throat a bit, something, what's he going to think of me now? So I said to him, the word that the Lord gives to you from me after I have prayed for you is 214. I thought he was going to look at me and think, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
The translation is an improvement on the original. Well, the thing that so surprised me was that he wasn't surprised. And he said to me, oh, yes, I see, 214. I thought, well, he understands. He didn't ask me what's 214, then I'd be really stuck. He just nodded his head and said, oh, 214, yes. I was so amazed. You see, I had asked for an answer to him, not to me. I didn't know what it meant. I was just passing on the answer. Apparently he knew what it meant. How often I then realized the prophets spoke a word, but sometimes they didn't know what they were saying themselves. They just give on the word of God. Little wonder when you read in the Old Testament, you ask yourself, could the prophet really have understood what he said? For example, when the prophets spoke about the Lord Jesus in Psalm 22, they pierced his hands and his feet. Could the prophet really know what it meant to have one's hands and feet pierced?
所以你睇舊約詩篇第22篇嘅時候，你會睇到個作者係講話，他們責令我的手、我的腳。咁你會諗下，佢哋能唔能夠係想像得到耶穌基督係點樣俾人責咗隻手同埋腳嘅咧
？Especially since crucifixion was not used in the time of the psalmist。
因為你要知道喺作詩嘅時候，嗰陣時係冇釘十字架呢回事。
What would that mean to the psalmist？
而對於嗰啲作詩嘅人，佢哋係有咩嘢嘅思想咧？
I'm sure that to the psalmist, I'm not sure that he knows what he was talking about. He was simply speaking God's word. It was his job to declare God's word. Whether he understood it or not was not the point. Anyway, eventually I understood what happened with this 214.
無論如何，到最後嘅時候，我都終於明白到究竟214係乜嘢。
Because I only understood it when the sister came out of hospital. She was able to walk, she was able to talk.
因為我當時係喺呢位姊妹離開醫院之後，喺嗰個時候佢又能夠講，佢又能夠行嘅時候，嗰陣時我先明白乜嘢叫214。
And she was, the Lord had healed her so wonderfully.
而喺咁嘅情形之下，神亦都真係照自己嘅大能係醫治咗佢。
And how I worked it out was like this. After she came out of hospital, I calculated how long she had been in hospital. Then I understood what the meaning of the Lord's word was. Is not God's way so wonderful? Now you can see, that is why God invites us. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you will find. And when you have done it, you say, oh, God is true. How wonderful are His ways. His ways are past finding out. Now also I begin to understand why her husband seems to have understood what my answer was. He was clearly praying specifically that she would come out of hospital and come out and ask how long, Lord, might this be that she would have to be in hospital. Maybe every day he was saying, Lord, how long will she still be in hospital? And the Lord chose to give the answer through me. Of course, I didn't know what his prayer was. So that when I gave him the answer, he understood. He said, oh, that was the answer to his prayer. He got it. But of course, I didn't know that was what he was praying. So that only after she came out of hospital that I worked it out. You see, it is through this asking, through this seeking, through the knocking that you come to know how wonderful are God's ways.